This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. With more than 18,000 Palestinians killed in Israel's war against Hamas, a top Biden administration official says he has asked Israel's prime minister to transition from high-intensity operations to a more targeted phase of the war. VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports from the State Department.
As the war continues to take an enormous toll on Palestinian civilians, the U.S. is calling on Israel to transition from a heavy assault to a more targeted phase of the campaign. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Yoav Gallant. At the White House, National Security Council Coordinator John Kirby said Sullivan discussed the progress of the war.
He did talk about possible transitioning from what we would call high-intensity operations, which is what we're seeing them do now, to lower-intensity operations sometime in the near future. But I don't want to put a time stamp on it.
Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Israeli military officials say three hostages who were mistakenly shot by Israeli troops in the Gaza Strip were waving a white flag and shirtless when they were killed. This is Israel's first such acknowledgement of harming any hostages in its war against Hamas. Anger over the killings is likely to increase pressure on the Israeli government to renew Qatar-mediated negotiations with Hamas over swapping more captives for Palestinians imprisoned in Israel. The account of how the hostages died also raises questions about the military's conduct during its offensive. Palestinians have said on several occasions that Israeli soldiers opened fire as civilians tried to flee. For more on these and all the stories we are covering 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The criminal investigation of an Ohio woman who suffered a miscarriage at home has inflamed the debate about pregnant women in the post-Roe versus Wade era. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
33-year-old Brittany Watts of Warren, Ohio, has been charged with abuse of a corpse. Police say she was pregnant in September and started bleeding, with three hospital trips over several days, ending when she miscarried in the bathroom of her home. She was about 22 weeks pregnant, and her lawyer says the Catholic-run hospital delayed care because they were afraid it might be considered an abortion. Also, Watts is Black, and some say that's why she was targeted by law enforcement, who came into her home, found the toilet clogged, and the fetus stuck in the pipes. A prosecutor alleges Watts then left for a hair appointment. Her lawyer says Watts was anxious and traumatized by the miscarriage. The case has gone to a grand jury to decide. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Activision Blizzard has agreed to pay about $54 million to settle discrimination claims brought by California Civil Rights Agency on behalf of women employed by the video game maker. The California Civil Rights Department announced Friday that the settlement resolves allegations that the maker of Call of Duty, Overwatch, World of Warcraft, and other video games, quote, discriminated against women at the company, including denying promotion opportunities and paying them less than men for doing substantially similar work. Kuwait's royal court reported Emir Sheikh Nawaf al-Ahmad al-Sabah died Saturday at the age of 86, just over 3 years after assuming power in the U.S.-allied Gulf oil-producing state. Reuters correspondent Ilan Rubens reports.
The emir was admitted to hospital late last month due to what the state's news agency described at the time as an emergency health problem, but said that he was in a stable condition. Crown Prince Sheikh Meshal al-Ahmad al-Sabah, who has been Kuwait's de facto ruler since 2021, when the frail emir handed over most of his duties, was named as Sheikh Nawaf's successor. Nawaf became emir in September 2020, following the death of his brother, Sheikh Sabah, who had ruled for more than a decade and shaped the state's foreign policy for over 50 years. Sheikh Nawaf was seen by diplomats as a consensus builder, even though his reign was marked by an intense standoff between the government and elected parliament, which had hindered key structural reforms in the oil-rich Gulf state.
Ilan Rubens from Reuters. The leaders of Italy and the UK have agreed to tackle irregular migration to Europe. They pledged to intensify cooperation in the fight against human trafficking. Italian Premier Giorgia Meloni and UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak held talks in Rome on Saturday. They were also joined by Albanian counterpart Edi Rama. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.